How are you settling into life as the mayor?
It was a slow start, but it's picking up momentum as we go along.
Yeah.
This week has been particularly busy. I've about 6 or 7 engagements.
I'm intrigued. How does this work? Because you got elected to become the mayor, didn't you? But do you put yourself forward to be elected in the first place?
Well, I was elected deputy mayor
last
year. And the deputy mayor and the mayor are elected from the councillors, and the councillors elect them at the council AGM.
Yep.
What normally happens is that the deputy mayor becomes the mayor the following year.
Right.
And so that's what happened to me.
Yeah, okay. And your deputy mayor this time is Councillor Gerry Bird, who was the mayor a few years ago, isn't she?
Yeah. So it follows on that Gerry will be the mayor next year.
Okay, all right. Are there people in the represent the council that don't have an interest in being the mayor at all? Do you have to become the mayor at some point? Is it like part of the job of being a councillor?
Well, councillors fall into two or three categories. There are those that purely want to represent their residents in the ward they live and nothing else. Mm. There are those. The second category are the people that want to make a difference with the strategy and the way the council's committees work and have an influence that way.
Mm.
And the third category is the people that are into the ceremonial side of stuff where... Into civic affairs, where the public face of the council, if you will.
Yeah,
I would say that I'm probably a mixture of all three. To be fair,
okay,
I do enjoy representing the people that I do represent, because the ward of King's Hedge is where I represent, is the ward I grew up in.
Yeah,
and so I have an affinity for the area anyway.
Mm.
I like the idea of pushing that representation to the next level instead of just the local level as part of Cambridge for the whole of Cambridge now. And that's my thing, really.
Okay. So you started off, before you were a councillor, you've been a representative on lots of different trade unions and represented people that you work with. And then that led to you wanting to become a councillor. And you chose King's Hedges, as you say, because that's the area that you grew up. Originally, you were born in Leeds, is that right? And you moved to Cambridge when you were young.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Leeds, and I've still got an affinity for Leeds United. After all these years, because during my childhood, whenever we went up to visit the relatives, I was always dragged down to Elland Road, and that was the Don River era, and that was the height of Leeds United's fame.
It's not an easy club to support these days, I know. But
no, it's not.
One day you'll get back to the Premier League. Yeah. I hope you do, because you know, as a Norwich fan, I'd like to see Leeds in the Premier League. Mm. Don't like playing you in the Championship. what was it about you say? How did you get into that role of becoming somebody representing the people that you work with as a trade union? Is that something that you fell into, or
sort of? I was always. When you're in a workplace situation, you always get those people that will gripe and gripe and gripe and never do anything about it. I got involved with the union because I wanted to make a difference to the guys I work with, and I was fairly articulate in putting their views across. And it spread from there, really. I got an interest in that, in representing people, and then the politics... followed on from that, really, because once I further investigated, I didn't want to be just a fella on the shop floor. I wanted to learn how to do things, how to represent the people that elected me best, and the way to do that was to take all the union courses, get yourself on branch committees, get experience, get information and experience from other trade unionists, so I could represent my members effectively. And it followed on from there. I represented print workers locally, regionally, nationally, and eventually internationally.
Yeah. So you used to work a long time at Cambridge University Press until it sadly closed down a few years back, which was a great shame. We have a connection in that my father was once effectively your boss, I guess, at CUP. But since then you went on to work at now you're a reporter at Clare College.
That's true.
And you did some work at the Judge Business School in the time as well.
In the time when everything went belly up at Cambridge University Press. I mean, I actually remember your dad with a bit of affection, because he was a straight fella.
Yeah.
And that's unusual in management.
Yeah. I have to say, for the listener's point of view, he wasn't involved when it closed.
It wasn't his fault. Which is why I'll probably speak favourably.
Yes, I guess so. Yes, I can imagine.
Then I was made redundant after Cambridge University Press was sold to a company called MPG Print Group. They tried to expand far too quickly for their own good, and the whole house of cards collapsed in the end. I looked at what I needed to make a living, and I looked into things like being a consultant for employment rights, employment law, trade union and industrial relations, that sort of thing. And for a time I was a tutor with Unite, but I wasn't getting enough work.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to make a living. So I then went to the Temporary Employment Service at Cambridge University, where they sighted me at the Judge Business School. Well, I was there for about 18 months, but I was actually an agency worker,
right?
And I did that, and I was a 60-year-old a 60-year-old office clerk at the clinical school in at Addenbrookes for a bit before I secured the place at Clare College.
Yeah. And now that's where you're working now. So how does that combine with the role of being a mayor? Because presumably there's a lot of time when you can't go and do the paid work. You have to go and do the mayoral duties.
There is that. I think the fact that I'm a night porter actually helps.
Right, because you're free in the day generally.
Because generally, I finish my shift at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I can take, and I don't start again, even if it's in the middle of a bank of shifts, until 10:30 at night. So I get my sleep before lunchtime, and then after lunchtime, I'm available.
Yep.
So that's the way I work. That's the way I worked it as deputy mayor, as a councillor, and now as mayor.
Yeah. Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to about being the mayor? Any things that you get to do as the mayor that you'd like to, having been the deputy and seeing it happen?
I'm just enjoying I do enjoy the civic stuff. I enjoy things like Reach Fair, which there's a lot of history there. I'm looking forward to opening Midsummer Fair next week. But it's the community events. Where, for example, I opened Darbury Carnival at the weekend, and I really enjoyed that and meeting people.
Yeah, because that's in your backyard, isn't it? So, you know, that was something that I guess you've been to when you were living there before.
Well, funnily enough, not really, because I left home in 1976 and Darbury Carnival started in 1977.
Oh, okay. So you crossed,
it was only when
paths.
I come back to the area that I've come back. And so I've been to the last 10 years, I suppose. Mm. Yes, I do enjoy it. And I've seen it grown from what it was. It was originally it was to mark the Queen's Jubilee in 1977. That was the first one. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah.
And it's quite a spectacle now.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. It's a big old event. We should mention your charities. Every mayor has a couple of charities that they support, and yours are Alzheimer's Research UK and the Red Hen Project.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about why you chose those two?
Well, the reason I chose the Red Hen Project, because it's on my backyard. It's a charity that helps disadvantaged children with learning difficulties and families in trouble, and it helps them get back on the right track And incidentally, my chaplain, David Mayer from the Good Shepherd Church, is a trustee of the Red Hen Project, and he's a staunch, well, he's a fantastic community vicar. He gets involved in everything from food parcels to the King's Edge's clean up day and stuff like that. The other one, of course, is the Alzheimer's research is, you know, it's close to my heart really, because my father's a sufferer,
right,
and he's at the last stages, and it's so painful to watch happen when I see a fellow that was sort of all as sharp as a razor 10 years ago into what he is now, and it's heartbreaking. Mm. And that's why. And the other thing is, of course, the Red Hen Project is for the young, and it's local, and by contrast, the Alzheimer's research generally is for older people and is national, although I'm supporting the local branch.
Yep. So it's covering all bases there, isn't it? You're covering the young people and the older people and local and not so local. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and talking a bit about your history and your life as a councillor. It's been great to see you again. You mentioned that you were here last year for cake, so no doubt you'll be back again in September to judge more cake competitions. That's another perk of being the mayor.
Thank you very much for that, Tim. And give me regards to your old
friend. I will do. I'll probably send in the recording of this interview. He can have a listen of it. Thank you. It's Mayor Nigel Gawthorpe, councillor for King's Hedges.